Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345. Urban Media Today talks sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and Alan Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Urban Media Today talks sports. Trevin A. Jones here with the fellas. I got, you know how we do.
It's good to be back.
I got Ray Porter Jr. to my right now. Usually he's to my left. I got Vince Butts to my left. But you know what? Taking up another seat. Oh man, did we just go deep? Did we get some special talent in here this time?
I think we did.
I think we got young talent in here too, right? Maybe future and radio type of talent. You think?
Sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
What I'm feeling. Yeah. Mr. Trey Tipton's in the house.
How y'all doing?
Man, University of Pittsburgh wide receiver. Doing his thing, okay, but you know what? I had to bring him in, fellas, because he's doing more than doing something on the football field. Mm-hmm. He's doing some things off the football field that's just crazy right now. And it's like, yo, I mean, it's just when you think about somebody, and you know how I do, millennials. he's a millennial. You know, I'm an older cat, and I heard his auntie say, "Who? Oh, wait a minute, wait. His auntie is going to be on the air this afternoon. We got a new show coming on this afternoon at 2 o'clock. It's called Hey Girl, Hey, which is kind of crazy, but it's off the hook. We'll talk a little bit about that later. So it's a family day here. Plus, Trey's in the house all day today. He's on this show, then right before the game tonight. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he has a game tonight. Before the game tonight, he's going to be on that too. So I'm taking too long. That's how excited I am. You know, y'all can already tell. I'm just amped up.
Excitement is good.
So let me get back to basics. Okay, so Trey is in the house, Trey Tipton, wide receiver with the University of Pittsburgh. They have a game tonight against Clemson, an ACC championship game.
Right.
Ray, you can see Ray gushing over here.
yeah, he's all over my face.
But
and he's the excited one, right?
Yeah, right. But Trey, just welcome to the house. We appreciate you, bro. Just whatever time you have for us today, we definitely appreciate it. Beautiful Saturday morning. And man, we're looking for you to do big things. Now, what we're going to do here, we'll start right off. We'll start with Trey because I know he can't stay long. And Trey, just talk about your season, talk about things you've overcome, but then also get right to the chase. Talk about your program. I like the acronym. I think it's outstanding, but I'm going to stop talking because I talked for about 30 seconds already. you go ahead and do your thing.
Hi, so I'm Trey Tipton. Nice to meet everybody. So I created this program, I want to say about a year ago, called Love. And it was created off of an injury that I ended up having due to me just being not smart in my own right. But I'm very thankful for the opportunity just to even be here with you guys, just to talk to you guys about my program, because this program means everything to me. This program helps student athletes deal with depression, anxiety, and injury. And our main goal right now is to build community through these student athletes so we can be able to help these student athletes never have to feel like they're alone again. And that's not easy. Don't get me wrong. Each and every one of us go through a series of depression and anxiety, and some of us unfortunately go through injury. Now, injury for a student athlete leads to those two things before it, depression and anxiety. And I end up suffering after my second injury due to depression. But then once I realized that it wasn't a curse, it was a blessing. And I wanted everybody to have that experience and have that ability. So again, the program that I created is called Love. Now, I feel like that's important because in this world right now, man, we got a lot of negativity. And there's no substitute for that word. There's too much negativity,
truth,
if you ask me.
Truth.
And with that said, I was like, man, I want to bring positivity back to where I love to be, and that's the University of Pittsburgh. And I have an incredible opportunity to do so and continue to do so. But with that, I decided, I was like, I'm going to do something. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to do it. And I got a group of people, and we just worked at it, and now it is what it is today.
Internet, are you listening? Do you hear this, man? This is a young man. This that's is not right. Somebody that's 30, 40 years old.
Right.
This is a young brother who's on the field doing his thing. And then he's actually took the time. Well, maybe God slowed him down a little bit. Okay, maybe he moved a little bit too fast at the time. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how personally. But he was doing his thing on the field, overcame injuries, and decided to say, and the word is love, and the acronym is love. Are you kidding me? What's it stand for again?
Living out victoriously every day.
I like it.
Okay. Do you get it right? So you go
totally.
All right, this is Mr. Ray Porter Jr. over here who wants to go to the NBA Combine, then told us he was going to the NFL. Oh, what was it, the NFL tryouts?
Right. Type no, of I thing. Totally forgot about that one, the NFL.
Hey, do what you got to do, man. Do what you
got to
do.
But this is what I'm saying. When you're talking internet, you got to be listening. And I say internet, and Ray and Vince know this. It's out of respect for Reggie Ose, Combat Jack, on national radio, did podcast out of New York City. Mm-hmm. He would always say internets. So I'll say internets. Are you listening? I mean, you need to be listening to what's going
That's
on here.
Cool,
this young brother's doing his thing. Mm. So, if you don't mind, Trey, talk about. You said depression, man.
Right.
How old are you?
I am 22.
That doesn't even go together. Right. You know what I'm saying? At this time, it shouldn't go together.
Yeah.
But the point is that it does go together
for sure. So with depression is something that even children suffer. It's just on different levels. Sometimes they don't understand the depression that they're facing and the reason that they're going through it, but they do face it. And unfortunately, I faced it for a very long time in my life. And coming out of this depression is one of those things that it doesn't just walk with you, it runs with you. And even when you're not looking, it's right behind your back. So with that said, it was one of those things where I eventually just got tired of being tired. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Either I'm going to let this take me and eat me, or I'm going to break it myself.
That's real.
So I had to find a way to break it myself. And unfortunately, I had to hit a bunch of road bumps. I mean, a bunch of road bumps like every man and every woman has done. But I was like, you know what? This is not going to break me. So with that said, I had to find a way to find a victory in my life. And that leads back into love itself.
That's great.
So when I tell people, yo, like, what we want you to do is to be victorious in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I say that, I'm not telling you that you got to go out and you got to go make a super change right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, your change, your victory can be something so small. Absolutely. That the only thing that it matters is it matters to you.
Right.
That's the only thing that matters. So the goal is to not only spread the program in itself, it's to spread the message.
That's
the
good.
Message is so important. Living out victoriously every day. Can you hear that? Think about the power of that positivity.
Every day.
The power of that positivity. Positivity is something that's beautiful, mm-hmm. but it's looked at as a negative thing. As a millennial, I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because
like
now,
black man.
Exactly.
Black man, yeah.
So, and what makes it even crazy is the fact that why is negativity the popular thing and not positivity? So I refuse to follow that road of things of negativity, and I'd rather be positive. So I'm going to spread my love. I'm going to give my love, and I'm going to share my love.
Very good. That's why it's so important to make sure that your light shines. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we know it's a time of negativity. It's a period of negativity.
Right.
But all it takes is one.
It just takes
make
one.
A difference. So that's good.
It just takes
very
one.
Very good.
Oh, this is so right up your alley, isn't it?
You know it, brother. he's staring the picture in my mouth.
This is so right up your alley. I'm feeling you already. See, that's how we do. We start up. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. But you know what? When you get someone so special in the house, sometimes it transcends sports. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So when it transcends sports, you have to capture it at the time. You can't just wait and say, oh, I'm going to do this later.
Absolutely.
You have to capture it now. And right now with Trey Tipton sitting in the house and with the acronym for his program, say it again, brother.
Living out victoriously every day.
That's good.
And that's love.
That's love,
but
baby.
I'm feeling that right now. You know what I'm like, I'm
I really
feeling
am
that.
Too. I am as well.
And we're talking sports. Yes, we are talking sports because you know what? Sports kind of mirrors life. Life kind of mirrors sports.
Truly, uh-huh. truly.
So what this brother did at the age of 21 was able to capture that and say, look, okay, not only did I capture it, but I captured it so much of it, I can share it with you.
Right.
What? Now, it took me back to the Black College American All-American Banquet I used to do with Sheridan Broadcasting every year. And there was a linebacker. He got up on stage one time. When the Black College All-Americans came to Pittsburgh, it was on the Pittsburgh Steelers practice facility, and we had the function there. And he stood up there and he said, would you as a person allow God to put his super on your natural that makes you supernatural?
Very good.
Sitting across the table from us, brothers, is a young brother who captured that at the age of 21. Are you hearing me right now?
Appreciate that.
That's a calling, man. Absolutely.
Internet, are you listening right now?
Internets.
Are you kidding me? At 21.
That's
and I love that because today, and this is the thing, today he's going to be playing in the national championship football game.
Right.
Well, not national, but the ACC.
Right.
I mean, an ACC is not a joke.
Not at all.
You know, not when you got to play Clemson.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, kudos to you, my brother.
I appreciate that.
I think that's hot. I think that anybody that's listening, I think it's very important that we expound on that. And Vince, you quiet over there, bro. What happened?
You know, I'm always quiet. I'm soaking it in.
Yeah, and I feel that. So, Trey, so as you prepare – And I know, and you know what? I was sitting here and we're recording, we're doing the show, and I'm like, okay. We're not doing anything to mess with your eligibility, right?
No. You're fine. As long as it's just, I'm saying, I'm talking about the things that matter.
Got you. Okay, right. And that's what we're doing. We're talking about the things that matter. And I love this program because I think that as time goes on, we're going to get up and get behind the program and give him an avenue upon which to even expound on it.
Right.
And maybe even share it a little bit.
For sure.
Whatever. If we can fall into your plans, you let us know.
I appreciate that.
Because you're always welcome here. How did you focus on the game after injuries and after developing the program off the field?
So
and did it help you?
Oh, it definitely helped me. So as I once said before, man, I truly believe that adversity is the best teacher. And my adversity was I was injured. You know what I mean? I was forced to have mental strength. Now, as any man is in this world, especially a black man, you're tested on every level of your life.
For sure.
Consistently. And for me, I was like, okay, well, if this is my test, it's time to pass this test. And I had to bounce in between because at the time I was still injured. I was working out, but I was studying the playbook. I was going to school, and then I was also running a program. But I constantly asked myself, I constantly asked God, I said, if this is what I'm supposed to do, this, please just show me. And then I had my first event. Now, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I thought for sure I was going to get 5 people. It was only going to be 5 people. And I was shook. You know, I was not ready. I would say I was not ready because I was just like, man, like, it's happening so fast. We got to go.
Right.
And it turned out we ended up getting 30 people, 30 student athletes that deal with depression, anxiety, and injury.
That's
now, think about
huge.
That.
That's huge. Yeah.
Now, not accounting that, I said 30. Now, out of those 30, due to disclosure, I want to tell you right now, 15 of those student athletes are dealing with suicide.
Wow.
And that's powerful. The reason why I said that's powerful because not too many people understand how serious the suicidal thought is. And the reason why I say that is because student athletes around the world are suicidal. And if not suicidal, have attempted or have succeeded. And when I seen that Washington State's quarterback, I want to say last year, had killed himself, immediately I knew God told me, this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's deep, man.
Indeed.
I mean, it's like capturing lightning in a bottle.
It really is.
Because the words that you're saying right now, even the people that are hearing it secondhand, it's still going to have an impact on anybody that's within earshot of what you just said.
I appreciate that.
And in today's society, I'm impressed because I'm sitting here and I'm an old man in some people's eyes. And
yeah,
it's
we
like,
do agree.
Yeah, whatever, Ray Porter Jr. but and it's like, wow. I mean, this is a young brother that's just captured it. I mean, and he's delivered it and delivering it so eloquently.
For sure.
I mean, so it's like, that's something that you have to get behind.
Absolutely.
So anybody that's listening to the show today, when you see this brother, you see this name, you hear this acronym, you have to get behind this because it's love.
That's all it is. So mean, simple. It's so simple.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
That's what's so crazy to me. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's that simple.
It's love.
Yeah.
It's love. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones here with Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr. My man, Trey Tipton. I might call him my little brother in a minute, man, because with everything he's doing right now, that's kind of crazy. Definitely going to be rooting for him tonight as Pitt takes on Clemson.
Absolutely.
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yep.
Booming place as well.
Beautiful stadium.
Is it going to be cold, bro?
Hey, it doesn't matter if it's cold, wet, rainy.
You won't feel
warm,
a thing.
It's time to go. So.
So we're going to wish you the best on that. And I know you got to go. But so as we wrap up the first quarter, you know, we play a full game here. Four quarters, y'all know how we do. So this is just the first quarter. Man, we came out smoking in the first quarter.
Right.
I mean, Trey came in here, dropped some knowledge, dropped some gems. I mean, where do we go from here? Can't go anywhere, but maybe we'll stay level. Because I don't know if we can go up higher than this right now. I mean, when you say love and love,
yeah.
what are we going to do?
Build off of it, you know.
Well, Trey, we appreciate you stopping in, bro.
No problem.
I know that you're going to be on Soul Take Live this evening at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
And I know that you'll be in Charlotte tonight for the game.
Yes, sir.
And you got some instant fans right here, without question.
I appreciate that.
Without question. Urban Media Today, the whole station.
Do you mind if I say one thing before we head
you
out?
You say it, whatever you want, bro.
So whoever is listening right now, I pray for one thing for you, and that's for you to find a way to be strong. No matter what it may be, no matter what you may be going through, whatever you have to do, find a way to win in your life because you can. And I want you to truly believe that. Not only believe that, tell yourself that every day that you wake up, because the hardest enemy in the world is yourself. But once you come together with yourself, everything becomes easier. So always give love, share love, have love, and smile. Thank you.
Very good.
Did he just drop the mic?
I mean,
I think he just dropped the mic.
He did.
I think I did.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he just dropped the mic.
I think it floated.
Did you hear the boom boom? Or was it just a boom? It's Urban Media Today Talking Sports. Trevor A. Jones, Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, and my man, my little brother now, Trey Tipton. We're going to root for him tonight. We're going to be right back after this brief timeout.